Hi, my name is Ashley Emig, and I'm 32 years old. I'm from Iowa, and this is the testimony of how Jesus Christ saved me. I want to begin with a brief description of my timeline of salvation from New Age to Jesus. It's an intricate story that when I look back in hindsight, I see God was weaving it all together in His perfect timing and by His perfect design. Even when I was lost in the darkness, He had a purpose for it. The best way to describe it is sort of like I kind of saw this image of a braid. And it's like these three separate pieces being intertwined over time. And the scripture that came to my mind was Ecclesiastes 4:12, and it says, "A threefold cord is not quickly broken." And when I think of the threefold cord, I obviously think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the three different parts of my story are what I would consider life, which would be before Christ, death, which is sort of like in between and when I was in New Age, and then life again, which is after Christ and being born again in the Holy Spirit. So to start off my story, it starts in, I could go all the way back to when I was knit in my mother's womb. Obviously, now that I have the Holy Spirit dwelling within me and I see things from a bigger perspective now. But for me, my story truly does start in 2015 when I discovered or found out that my father had stage 4 lung cancer. And for me, I had so much trauma, or what some people would consider daddy issues. So when I found out that my father was dying, a bunch of repressed memories from very young childhood up until that present time, which I was in my early 20s at the time, were all coming to the surface. And at this time, I'm very unhealthy mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I have no sense of foundation. So my father was my foundation. My whole identity was built around my father and pleasing and living for my father. And obviously this plays a big part in my testimony, because my father dying led me to my heavenly father. And I never would have known my heavenly father if it wasn't for my father getting sick and it catapulting me into what I would consider healing. So I was experiencing a lot of grief at this time in 2015. Like I said, I was very unhealthy mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I was seeking the spiritual because I was having so much pain that I couldn't even express. It was all internal, this internal stirring within me that really caused a lot of distress on my heart. I was experiencing a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, because since childhood, I have never learned how to express my emotions or how to cope with my feelings. And so this left me in a lot of inner turmoil. But on the outside, I was always that person that was like putting on a brave face or making people smile. But like on the inside, I was struggling immensely. And I always had to be that kind of firm foundation for other people in my life. And so when I wasn't able to be that person, I started to feel very weak and I felt very vulnerable and I had nowhere to turn to. At this time, I started to pray, but I didn't know what I was necessarily praying to. Honestly, my heart was just crying out and I would just lay in bed and I would just like cry myself to sleep because I didn't know where my life was going. All this pain I had stored for years that was stored in my body were just coming to the surface, and it was just very painful, a painful time in my life. And so I had no other choice but to just like call out, and my soul was almost like calling out, even though I didn't know what was happening at the time. And I know at that time I was seeking something spiritual, because the physical world, my physical world with my father dying in my life at that time, was just sort of like crumbling and it was just falling apart right before my eyes. I grew up in a very worldly home, in a very secular household. So my foundation was built on the world. It was built on the physical. So I had no spiritual foundation. And because of that, I was felt like I was drowning in this world. I felt like I had no firm foundation, that like the rug just got pulled out from underneath me, and I felt lost. The best way to describe it is there was a sense of feeling lost, abandoned, rejected, alone. And these all stem from wounds from my childhood, from my father. So this sent me into healing my mind, my body, and my soul, which leads into me getting into New Age. This is probably, it had taken a couple years. So that was 2015 when I found out about my father. Leading into a couple years later was 2017. And at this time, I experienced a deep heartbreak. And at this time, I felt like a second form of rejection. And this was like the second catapult that led me into deeper into New Age spiritual practices. And it was a sense of what I thought was a relationship just being completely crumbled right before my eyes. And just those same rejection wounds, those same abandonment wounds were just brought to the surface. And like, I had to face them. I had to look them straight in the eye. Like, I could not run away from them anymore. And that was probably the hardest thing to do, is just like face what I was feeling, to face the heartbreak, to face the rejection, to face the abandonment. And it was painful. It was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through, but I've always suffered in silence. And so I wasn't sharing this with anybody at the time necessarily. It was something I just started slowly making different changes. I had a really bad panic attack in 2017 in the springtime, like really early spring, almost late winter. And this is what led me into getting into meditation. So I had shared with one of my friends that I was having a panic attack, and she suggested looking up a meditation on YouTube. And that slowly just spiraled into more New Age practices. So I started doing meditations. I started not only working on my mental health, but also working on my physical health, and coming home every day and really working on my physical body. At the time of my father's cancer diagnosis, I was over like 350 pounds at this time, so very unhealthy in the physical body. But I see now that it had a lot to do with my emotions and not processing them. And I learned how to eat and to cope at a very young age, which formed an eating disorder, which led me into just like these patterns and these behaviors of like numbing myself out and almost self-harming too. But as a way to also comfort myself, because I just grew up in a home where there was no comfort, there was no affection, there was no love, there was no guidance, there was no encouragement. I was really left to just figure life out on my own, and that's really challenging, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And so working on my diet, working on meditation, my physical body, my mental health, and this is all like just little baby steps I'm taking. To do the physical exercise, I started changing my diet. At this time, I felt like at the time I was guided by what I thought also was Jesus Christ. I know now that it was an antichrist spirit, but at the time I was getting really into energy healing. And one of the ways I thought that I could raise my vibration at the time was to cut out meat and to only eat plant-based. And so I did cut out meat. I was still eating different things like fish and stuff, but mostly I was eating a vegetable diet. And I thought this was because I was going to be raising my vibration. That was going to help me get in tune to my intuition and help me to develop my psychic abilities, because it was one thing after another. I started doing yoga. And for me, yoga at the time was just a physical practice. I would wake up every morning and I would do a yoga with Adrian. It seemed super harmless, and I was just doing it every day to help strengthen my body on a physical level. At this time, I had no idea what the spiritual repercussions of yoga were, or what the spiritual practices of yoga even were at this time. To me, it was just a physical practice. So putting in my mind with the meditation, my body with the yoga, and doing exercise and changing my diet. And then on a soul level, I was doing a lot of what I would consider, like I already said, energy work. And I was doing some self-healing and processing my emotions and allowing myself to channel my feelings. And I started writing poetry. I started dancing. And all these things started off like super simple and harmless at the time, but over time it progressed, because my poetry became very like sexualized, my dancing became very sexualized, because there came to a point when I was in my self-healing journey, which a lot of people from the New Age are in, get caught up in the self-healers, because that's what we're seeking, people that are in the New Age, and just people in general, like people that have experienced trauma, that have experienced pain and suffering, which we all have because we live in a fallen world. We are seeking healing, and more now than ever, people are seeking that sense of peace and that sense of fulfillment and wholeness. And all these practices in the New Age and in the self-healing community, they promise healing. That's the whole point of us getting into all of it, is because we wanted to heal on heal our minds, heal our bodies, and heal our spirits. The only thing is that it's just all temporary. It's all just a counterfeit of the true healing that comes from Jesus Christ and giving our lives to Him, giving Him our whole heart, giving Him our mind, and taking our thoughts captive to Him. So many people struggle with mental health. So many people struggle with depression and emotional health, and we're seeking to heal these things. We're just seeking in all the wrong places. We need to seek Him above all things. And as I got deeper and deeper into these New Age practices, these things were actually fine-tuning my psychic abilities. I was opening my third eye. I was opening my chakras. I was meditating for hours on end. I was constantly like doing yoga, or constantly doing law of attraction, and always in the spiritual realm. I became very, very spiritual because I had been so deprived of a spiritual life growing up that like all these things excited me. I was so allured by all these things and all that they offered, because they seemed at the time to offer exactly what I needed. But still, deep in these New Age practices like tarot and channeling, ecstatic dance, meditation, chakra healing, all this stuff that I was doing, crystal healing, all this stuff was only temporary. So it made me keep coming back to it over and over again. No matter how much self-healing I did, no matter how much shadow work I did, it was just never enough, and I still felt empty. All these things I were doing filled me up in the moment, but ultimately always left me feeling more empty, which made me have to come back. So I started channeling, and I had all these entities around me. I had spirit guides that I was channeling, and I had ancestors, and I had spirit animals, and I was connecting to all these entities all the time. I was calling upon them every single day. I thought they were protecting me, things like Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel. I was calling upon all these angels that I know now are fallen angels. I was calling upon all of them to assist me in some way, because I was feeling helpless, or I was feeling powerless. I started calling upon deities and goddesses to come into my space and to give me strength I wanted them to fill me up. And so that was the whole point of doing meditation and doing yoga and practicing those Eastern practices, is because they empty our vessels. We are spiritual vessels, and if we empty ourselves, we will be filled with something. So I was emptying myself, because this is what mindfulness teaches you. All these things teach you to empty yourself out completely, to be mindless. But the Holy Spirit, there's a difference between meditating on like emptying your mind in meditation and Eastern meditation, and actually meditation and meditating on the Holy Spirit. Because when we meditate on the Holy Spirit, we're filling our vessels with the Holy Spirit. We're filling our vessels with the Word of God. So this led me into a lot of the New Age practices led me into identity crisis after identity crisis. I was always trying to find new levels and layers of myself. I was constantly trying to ascend to a higher level of consciousness to unlock more occult knowledge so that I would know more spiritually, because I was spiritually starving. And if you look at people, they are spiritually starving. And so they're going to be seeking that out. They're spiritually hungry. And what we're hungry for is the Holy Spirit, because we live in a fallen world. We live in a godless society and culture. And so many people are deprived of this intimate relationship with Jesus Christ that fills us full and makes us, our soul feel satisfied. So if we don't have that, we will seek something else to fill it. And maybe it will even give us that same feeling, because I know those practices gave me those same feelings. And so I was really, what I thought at the time was super balanced in my spiritual and physical world. When I look back, I see that I was hyper spiritual. And I had kind of just like completely let go of the fact that I had a human side. Like I was still acknowledging my emotions, but I just became hyper spiritual. And I was constantly in the spiritual realm and constantly communicating with these entities, communicating with these beings. At the time, I wouldn't have called them entities or beings. I would have just called them like my angels or my ancestors or my guides, because that's how they presented to me. And it wasn't until I came to know Jesus Christ, when I was in the middle of a spiritual battle between the enemy and Jesus Christ, and I felt the war, I felt the fight for my soul. And Jesus Christ was so kind and compassionate and loving and just so encouraging and telling me how much he loved me and how much he wanted me and how much he wanted my soul. And he was just so kind and compassionate about the way that he called out to me, whereas the enemy at the same time was also like manipulating me and trying to put me down and also like just creating so many dark thoughts in my mind. And it just became so clear. The contrast of the light and the dark became so clear. Whereas before, I was teetering back and forth. I believed that I could be a Christian witch. I believed that I could channel and I could do tarot and that I could also be a Christian and believe in Jesus Christ. Now, I always believed Jesus Christ was a man. I just believed he was a teacher that came here to teach us how to ascend our consciousness, like most people in the New Age believe. I didn't believe that he was God. And it was when I made that shift in my belief system, in my thoughts, from Jesus Christ as just an ascended master to Jesus Christ as God in the flesh, that it allowed for my whole entire perspective to change and for my beliefs to start to be uprooted. So at the time when I was in New Age, I was traveling, I was leaving home, I was living in a van, doing like van life, and deep in the New Age practices at the time, having extreme panic attacks, all the while making it seem like this is like freedom and that like I'm traveling by myself and this is what it looks like to be free. And that's what I had always longed for. But at the same time, I was still entrenched in darkness and deep pain. Just nobody was there to see it, except for Jesus Christ was always there. And he was always calling me closer and closer to him. And I do believe he used that time when I experienced immense fear to draw me closer to him, and to have deeper faith and to trust him to guide me and to lead my life. Like I got to the point where I had no other choice but to turn to Jesus Christ, and he got me in the perfect position to do so. And so I am so grateful now that I had those experiences, even though I was entrenched in the darkness. And at that time, I was having moments of like wanting to come to Christ, but still being hesitant to it, being resistant to it. And at the time, I was in Maine working at a bed and breakfast by myself when I decided to never do tarot again. I did a tarot reading, watched a documentary right after I did the tarot reading that basically showed the dark side of the divine feminine and all the things that the divine feminine is using to lead people astray, to lead them straight to hell. And I gave up tarot that day, and it was like a slow process for me, but at that time I knew that I was being so convicted at the time. Like I was just crying in my room, begging for the truth. And so the Holy Spirit came upon me, and later that month I had moved to Charleston. This was December of 2021, so it's been about 2 years since I fully gave my life to Christ this month. Praise God. And I started to read the Bible in 2021 of December, and I haven't stopped reading since then, but I started to be convicted by reading the Word of God, and I started to experience deliverance through the Word of God. I started to experience like really strong demonic attacks. As soon as I started giving my life to him, I would experience demonic attacks in my dreams. I would feel them in my space. And I remember one time going, and I was in Charleston all by myself. I didn't know anybody. I had no friends. I had no family at the time. I had like nothing to my name at this point. I didn't know where my life was going, but I had already given my life to Christ. And I was walking around a park, and I decided to just like sit down and to watch the water, to watch the birds, and really to just meditate on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, was sitting there right next to me on this bench. And at that time, he was so straightforward. Because at the time I also felt all these beings. I was like channeling my spirit guides and my ancestors and my angels. And so I had all these entities around me at the same time. And Jesus Christ basically told me, you have to, it's either me or it's them. Like, you have to choose. Like, I couldn't be on the fence anymore. And he would specifically use the scripture, like, you cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of the demons. You cannot have both. And that's what so many people want, because they just want the parts of Jesus Christ that make them feel good. They don't want the conviction. They don't want the repentance. They don't want the eternal damnation. They don't want hell. They don't want any of that part to do with Jesus Christ and what he teaches about that. And what he calls us to do as Christians is to repent, and that we are forgiven when we do come to him. So that part is really challenging. Like, it's not really fun to repent of your sin, but like, what you reap from it is just so much beauty, so much peace. So when I made that decision that day on the bench to choose Jesus Christ and just completely let go of these other things and these entities, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I know it's from that time that I started to experience deliverance, and I started to see these entities and these beings. Like, for one, I thought it was my father. He would present to me as a familiar spirit. I would feel it. I would feel my father's presence. And when the Holy Spirit came upon me, his light revealed their darkness. So they would present to me as angels. They would present to me as ancestors. They would present to me as my deceased relatives or fairies or whatever it was. They would present to me as this, and it looked like light. But when the Holy Spirit's true light came and shined upon them, they couldn't cloak themselves anymore. They couldn't deceive the Holy Spirit, because the familiar spirits can deceive us, but they cannot deceive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit revealed their true form and their darkness, and they were just disgusting, decrepit beings. And so he started to show me these familiar spirits that had like latched on me, even since all the way back into childhood. There was one that was cast out of me. And I'm not saying this was some theatrical form of deliverance. This was me in the Word, in my room, alone, crying out to the Holy Spirit and just like witnessing him delivering me from these spirits, like a spirit of loneliness that had been attached to me since I was a very young child, would present to me as almost like this, this imaginary friend. It was like this little girl that I would, but it was a spirit that was attached to this, this image of this little girl that I would just like play pretend with as a kid, that I would like talk to as a friend, because I felt so lonely. And that was actually a spirit, and I saw that spirit leave me. There's just so many different ways that the Holy Spirit can deliver people from bondage and from sin and from these demons that have latched onto people, because we all have familiar spirits throughout our bloodlines that are attached to us. And it was when I started giving my whole life to him and just like really being in his Word every single day, multiple times a day, feeding on the Word, that I was experiencing this deliverance. And like I said, it was not a theatrical production for me. I didn't have to go to man to be delivered. To me, I believe that Jesus Christ is sufficient, and that we can be delivered from the chains of bondage and darkness and demons by Christ and by Christ alone. I do believe that deliverance is biblical, but that was just my experience, is that it was just him coming upon me, his Holy Spirit filling me, that it broke me free from those things that had kept me tied down. So as I'm beginning to give my life to Christ, slowly over time, it's a relationship, and that's what I was seeking. I was seeking the whole time. The relationship with my father was ending, and without him being here, I felt like I was going to be alone in this world, that no one was going to love me, that no one was going to take care of me, that I would just be alone forever. And it was like the scariest feeling ever. And so that led me to like clinging to this idea of, well, a relationship will satisfy me. So that's one of the reasons I got into New Age, is because I was like, if I heal myself enough, then I'll attract a partner into my life. If I, you know, raise my vibration, I'll attract a partner into my life. It was all about the law of attraction. But really what it was really about, excuse me, was what it was really about was healing my heart. My heart was completely broken, and it tells us in scripture that Jesus Christ binds up the brokenhearted, that he restores the crushed in spirit. My heart was broken and my spirit was crushed, and that's why I needed to seek him, not to seek a relationship that was going to heal me, or to seek worldly things to heal me, or all these spiritual New Age practices to heal me, but I just needed for him to replace my heart of stone and give me a new heart of flesh to become a new creation in Christ. And at this time, I started giving my heart. I still deeply desired a relationship at this time, but I was praying and I just had to give it up to the Lord. Like there were, I had no control over it. And it was one of the hardest things to do, to continuously surrender my heart. Every time the enemy tempted me with loneliness and that familiar spirit wanted to come in, being able to give it to Jesus Christ, being able to go into relationship and intimacy with his spirit and his Holy Spirit, and just being in communion with him really started to heal my heart. Like really started to heal me on a deep, deep level that I was always seeking in New Age practices, but were only temporary. I started to feel this healing permanently changing my mind and my body, and like truly renewing my mind, renewing my heart, renewing my flesh, giving me new desires, godly desires. My beliefs were changing. As I continued to surrender to the Lord, he placed on my heart at this time, I had still been away from home living in Charleston, South Carolina, and he put it on my heart about a little over a year ago to move back home. I had a lot of pride about this and I did not want to move back home because I was going to have to move back and be with my family. My family was a big part of the reason I left in the first place, because when it came to the healing and the self-healing, I needed to just get away from the people that had hurt me originally, that had caused all these wounds. Or so I thought. I know that the root of the wounds was sin, and that it was the enemy, and it was these familiar spirits, and the enemy wants to destroy families. He wants to tear families apart. And so when I came to when the Holy Spirit came upon me and put it on my heart to move back home, I absolutely did not want to. I was so resistant to this. I absolutely did not want to move back home and live with my mom or have anything to do with my family. But he started to slowly soften my heart. The more I was in prayer, the more I knew this is what he wanted, that it was his will, and I had to be obedient to his will. I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't know where my life was going to go or how it was going to turn out, but I continued, like, my prayer life just deepened because I had no other choice but to lean on him. And he started to show me in so many beautiful ways and started working in my life quickly and more miraculously than I could have ever imagined. The more I started to like get on my knees and pray every single night and just like surrender it all to him and just speak to him and have that communion with him, have that intimate relationship with him, and just like giving him my whole heart and trusting him to take care of it. Which is really hard if you got into the New Age or if you have any daddy issues, you know how hard it is to trust and how to like let go of control and to surrender. That's why so many people struggle with anxiety, because they want to control their future, which is why I got really into tarot reading and channeling, is because I wanted to constantly predict my future and made me feel safe. But prayer is something that totally does not even like compare to tarot or channeling or anything like that, because you have the Holy Spirit, the living God, the one who knit you together in your mother's womb, who knows you better than anyone knows you, who has a perfect plan for your life and has a purpose for your life. He delivered me from so many things, and as I began to trust him, I moved back home in June of this year, so June of 2023, just a week after my birthday, my 32nd birthday. And I moved in with my mom here. And I had no idea what my life was going to look like. All I knew is that like I needed to come back and I needed to restore my relationships with my family, and that I needed to just, this is where I needed to be. I didn't really understand it at the time, but I continued to move forward with faith and to move forward with trust. And at this time, I also began to date online. I was on like an online Christian dating app, and I didn't really understand why I was doing it, but I just felt called to do that, to create a profile and to put myself out there. And just about a month and a half after moving back home and surrendering it all to God, I met my future husband, and I'm so grateful that I got to meet somebody who has grown up knowing God and who has been such a blessing in my life. And words cannot even describe the work God is doing in my life to restore my trust in men, to restore my belief in relationships and love, and that relationships can be an example of Christ and the church, and how he really uses relationships to glorify himself and to glorify his kingdom, and that you can trust love, that you can trust and that you can give your whole heart, and that you can be safe in a relationship. And so he did give me the desires of my heart, and I just pray that I will continue to delight in him, and that he'll continue, like, I'm really living in my new life. Like, born again, like, as a new creation, I am living in a new life in a way that I never could have imagined. Like, I used to visualize in New Age what my future husband would be like, or what my future life would be like, and it doesn't even compare to what is actually happening and actually living it now, and living it from a place of it being led by the Holy Spirit. It's the most beautiful thing that I could have ever received. It's the greatest gift I could have ever received, and I'm just so grateful to be living in the blessings that I have now, that I prayed for literal years. And when I look back to 2015, when my father died, that's what I was seeking, is I just wanted love. And Jesus Christ fulfilled me in that way and then gave me the desires of my heart, because I continued to delight in him, even though it was hard, even though it was challenging, and even though I had to go through that huge maze of being in the New Age and go through all these obstacles, and it seems like I wasted so much time. I see that he was using it all for his will and for his glory alone. And for that, I'm just super thankful that he's given me the opportunity to have this godly relationship and to glorify him through it. So I'm so grateful for all the work that God is doing in my life and for the new life that he's given me. I'm so grateful that you took the time to listen, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this Testimony Tuesday video. I really pray that you were blessed by it. Give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the Heaven and Healing podcast channel if you haven't already. We go live on this channel every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, so set your notification bell and come back and see us really soon. And do consider partnering with the Heaven and Healing Ministry. There's a QR code up on the screen for you to become a monthly partner, or if you just feel led to sow a one-time seed, there are different options to do so down below in the episode description. Heaven and Healing is entirely crowdfunded, only made possible through the generosity of the audience. So anything at all means so much to us. We thank you for your support and prayers. God bless. Jesus loves you.